And she went to see Grandma after they freed, just like she did right on up till she died. She went to see her just as regular as we'd come.
Yes, ma'am.
And she loved all of us, too. That old lady did. And we all loved her. Grandma taught us to love her.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, niggas has got a hatred towards white people where they ain't supposed to have it.
Wonder what brought that on?
I don't know. They was taught to hate. I don't know. Some of them were. They wasn't all like that. I just don't know. Can't understand it because we was always taught to like niggas.
Yes, ma'am.
And we always used niggas on the place, you know. My husband did. As long as he farmed, he had niggas all over the place. And we always liked them. We just tried to be as good a friend to them as we could in every way. And I think that's the way you should do.
Yes, ma'am. How was it different back then with the colored people from the way it is now?
Well, you know, they stayed more or less to themselves. You know, then they didn't want to be with white people.
Mm.
Only as it worked, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
They maybe worked some with them.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, you know, to my knowing anything about it, all I know about it was what worked around us. And there was never no mistreatment with a nigger around us with niggers.
Yes, ma'am.
But you heard him say they was mistreated. But they certainly wasn't around us, because we didn't have that around us.
Yes, ma'am.
And when we had labor on the place, but I kept books, and they got every dime was coming to them. For us, we seen to that. When me and my husband had neighbors, you know, on the place.
Yes, ma'am.
And we were just as nice to them as we knowed how to be. And you know, I don't think that they should be any other way.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've heard him say that beat them out of what they made. And I can say it and tell the truth, we never beat a nigga out of dying his life.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, other people might have done it, but we didn't do it. And I don't much believe too many people did do it.
Yes, ma'am.
I think the tale's been told.
How many did y'all have working for you?
Well, we'd have maybe three or four families, you know, on the place. And have had more than that at times. Just according to how many we needed, you know. Have wage hands. Sometimes have wage hands. And we never did have none that was looked like wanted to be just as good as they could be.
Yes, ma'am.
And stay with us for years and years and years. We would not have no trouble at all with them.
Are there many living around here now?
A lot of them dead.
Yes, ma'am.
And, but them that's living around here comes here to see me right now. They'll drive up out there and stop to see me. And you know, I'm glad to see them. Just as glad to see them as I can be.
Yes, ma'am.
But so many of them have died.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one hand that cut my yard. I reckon he cut it for 5 years, and he had pneumonia and like he died last winter.
Hmm.
And doctor, he's got developed heart trouble, and he can't do nothing now. And he comes back to see me, and he's as good a neighbor as I've seen in my life.
What do you reckon they would prefer to be called nowadays?
They want to be called black. Mm-hmm. That's what they ask.